TaxCutsWork.com.
And with the Job Creators Network, you can be part of the battle of ideas. No, really, and that's part of what we're dealing with right now. There are folks out there still who don't realize that one of the reasons that we have this booming economy with actually more jobs than we have people to fill them in many cities. It's a remarkable thing, and it's been a big turnaround, and the tax cuts have been a big part of it. Go to TaxCutsWork.com, and you can send a message to your own members of Congress that you expect them to vote with a new session of Congress to make these tax cuts permanent, to turn away the ideas of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that we need an increase in taxes, because that is a prosperity killer. Go to TaxCutsWork.com and make your opinion known. Over 20,000 people have signed up so far to send that message to Congress. Help make it 50,000, because it ought to be. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let's go to Bert in Los Angeles. Bert, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, good afternoon. I'll tell you something. Name Doug Adler should ring something with you. This poor guy got canned from ESPN, tennis commentator, a good one, on ESPN because he referred to Venus Williams, a super player, African-American, of course. Her style was guerrilla offensive tactics, as in Spanish guerrilla.
Oh, yeah, right? Guerrilla. You know, someone who, yeah, right,
guerrilla.
Yeah. Like.
Right. He got canned.
Oh, my.
The left-wing media said that he called her a gorilla.
Oh, my. By the way, did she say anything about that? Because she's a gracious lady. I mean,
I don't remember if she did, but your show today strikes such a chord. Because remember, a number of years ago, I think we're old enough to remember this, Washington, D.C., in D.C., there was a press conference many moons ago because they were in bankruptcy under that one mayor, and the CFO of the city gets up and he uses a word very close to the N-word with a D-L-Y at the end.
Correct.
Right?
Right. I
and
know.
The world went insane.
No, it's true. I mean, look, you know that there is a famous novel by Joseph Conrad called The N-Word of the Narcissus. And it used to be taught in schools. And actually, they have gone to some trouble to remove. This is by Joseph Conrad. You know, major, major writer. And they have removed it from libraries. And I think it's terrific that we've made progress, and we have, and there are certain things that are not acceptable anymore. But the examples that you are recounting do bring back unpleasant memories. There's even more. We're going to get to it. Should people feel guilty about your race if you're white, really? We'll get to that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
These colors don't run, but you can to support our local firefighters in the 4th annual Patriot Run Saturday, September 8th at the Healing Fields of Northern Arizona in Prescott Valley. Wear your best patriotic gear and bring the whole family. Enjoy fire trucks, kids' physical agility contest, and an awesome raffle. Run, walk, or skip the 10K, 5K, or 1 mile. Military veterans, active military personnel, and kids 8 and under run for free. Get more information and register on Facebook at pvpatriotrun.com.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
We're the talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM KQNA Prescott Valley. And on 99.9 FM K260 BL Prescott.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A final farewell from Arizona for Senator John McCain with a memorial service in Phoenix. Former Vice President Joe Biden, in his eulogy, calling Senator McCain's story the American story.
Grounded in respect and decency.
basic fairness, the intolerance for the abuse of power.
The senator's body will be flown to Washington, where he'll lie in state in the nation's capital tomorrow, followed by another service Saturday and burial Sunday at the Naval Academy. President Trump today canceling pay raises for about 2 million federal civilian employees. The president saying the government can't afford the 2.1% planned pay hike in January. Stocks lower today. Stock index is closing sharply lower with investor concerns over reports President Trump will soon impose more sanctions on Chinese goods. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. The final day of August is tomorrow. What happened to the month of August? I think it all got rained away. Well, we've got a very, very patriotic and informative show for you today. We're going to start out the show with a live phone call from the Fort Worth area of Texas from our friend, everyone's favorite Americana historian and patriotic storyteller, Jerry Stewart. And then following the news break at the end of the hour, we will replay part two of my interview with John McCain. In fact, I think we have Jerry on the line right now. By golly, this sounds like a ringing phone of Jerry Stewart.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Jerry? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. And then you got all your new offices and your lines and everything going there. You're just really flying, aren't you?
Yes, indeed we are, and we did it just in time to promote your very special Labor Day broadcast, A Labor of Love. Jerry, tell us about, first of all, about Labor Day, why we have it, and the reasons why we're so successful.
You know, when I first started these ideas of doing these holiday programs, interestingly enough, there were a few people that, you know, they had to really make a decision what to do, because if you barked out, you know, and said this isn't right, well, they could just blackball you. You could lose your job or whatever could happen. But there were people who believed in this ideal that America needed to labor and it needed to be fair for everyone, and they began to form groups. And as they formed groups, of course, there was all kinds of trouble if you go back and read about it. But the main thing was finally, there was enough people that were all working together that there were laws that were passed. And then late 1800s, Labor Day came in to be a day that people would be thankful for not just having a job, but for having a labor structure in our nation that would cause us to be very successful. You know, it's not an accident that we're the most successful labor nation in the world. It's because we've all been working together to accomplish this. You know, it's a lot of hard work. You know, plus there's some people that don't realize that, you know, our founding fathers realized that we were getting a wonderful blessing from Almighty God. He told us he would bless us. And so today, you know, we kind of see people that are saying, oh, we don't really need to work that hard. Let's just get the government to take care of us. And I don't know how that's working out for them, but I don't see how that's going to work. Do you?
No, I sure don't. In fact, my understanding of Labor Day also is to elevate the dignity of work, no matter what kind of work you do. Because I think if you look back at the histories of almost everybody, a lot of us have had jobs where we didn't want to make a career of it, and it's not something we're terribly proud of, but it was important at the time. It was important to us and to our employer, and we use that experience to move up the ladder a little bit.
Absolutely. And you know, I don't know about how, where you came from in your family, but I was raised in the hard work. And I am so thankful that my dad said, you want something? You know, go work. Go mow a lawn. Go find a way to get some money. You know, not that they left me all on my own, but the point was that I learned early in life that, just like you said a minute ago, every job, if it's an honest job, every job is honorable. Now, there's going to be some people that haven't got anything better to do than stick their noses in the air and make somebody make fun of you or say that you're lesser, you know, than somebody else. But honest, good, honest work, it's good for us. And, of course, look at the result. Look at our nation. Look how successful that we are as a labor nation. So let me ask a question. Have you had any unusual jobs in your lifetime?
Well, I buried about 800 people at a cemetery.
Ooh, now that's a job.
Yeah, I lowered the lowering device, lowered those caskets, and placed those vaults, niches into the ground. And, did that for about 5 years.
Wow. So then you know a little bit about hard work and about things that maybe at least originally weren't your favorite thought to do. But it's an honorable job. It's something that needs to be done. When I went through college, and I was very blessed that I was able to go, but I had to pay my own way. And I had a lot of filling in where you could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started early with the family. And then, you know, I can remember my wife sometimes kids me around and says, boy, you know, you sure can scrub those toilets good. And I say, yeah, you know why? Because I used to be a janitor when I was in school. And you learn how to do things. But I have to admit, the most unusual, I guess, job, I mean, not unusual, but it seemed odd at the time, was that I used to be a peephole installer.
Oh.
You know what a peephole is?
Yeah, through the front door, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I was this innovative young fellow, and I was going to graduate school, and I just kind of got this idea and went out one Saturday and made more money working putting in peepholes that Saturday than I had made working a whole week at my regular job. And so then what people did was they came to me and said, are you kidding me? You're a college graduate with your degree, and you're installing peepholes. And I am so glad that I didn't let them embarrass me into quitting, you know, the job. But you said it well a minute ago when you said that all jobs are important. I'm sure you've got listeners. I talk to people all the time that say, oh, I don't do anything very important. You have that happen? You hear people say that?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, Jerry, because years ago I was moonlighting as a waiter in an Italian restaurant, and I used to always take the wine list to the table before the menu. And my boss asked me one time, why are you giving them the wine list before the menu? And I said, well, because I found out that the more they drink, the better my service seems.
And the bigger the tip, too.
There you go. There you go. We are talking with Jerry Stewart about his very special Labor Day broadcast, A Labor of Love, and more coming up with Jerry in just a few minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Imagine a place where style, elegance, and luxury come together, where you're treated with the best customer service, and excellence is the standard.
And it's affordable.
That's Finley Buick in Prescott. Take the keys to a real driver's car, the 2018 Buick Regal Sport Pack, and save as much as $44.95.
Now just $27.5.
Save as much as $7,800 on the 2018 Buick Encore Preferred.
Now just $17,969.
The affordable and luxurious 2018 Buick Enclave Avenir comes with 15% off MSRP.
That's savings up to $94.59.
Kelley Blue Book awarded Buick with the best value luxury brand. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Keep your tax dollars local, save money, and help support your community. Finley GMC Buick Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers B39606, B39604, B40194. Expires 9/4/2018.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Tickets are on sale now as the most anticipated French experience returns to Arizona. The Voila Tour, now through September 1st at various intimate locations, showcasing talents and food drenched in French culture and beloved local artists, with the grand finale at the beautiful Elks Theater, August 31st, featuring Gail Boswell with special appearances from the Cheektones, Sugar and the Mint, and Tom Agostino. For a complete schedule and to get your tickets to these breathtaking events, visit PrescottElksTheater.com or VoilaTourAZ.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
We are back.
Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back now at 212 with Jerry Stewart calling in live about his special Labor Day broadcast, A Labor of Love. Jerry, you've done a lot of research on this. Some of our successful people have come from success and some from very humble roots too, right?
Well, I'll tell you, there's quite a number of people. I've had folks before that have said, well, I never really had a chance. You know, I couldn't ever do anything because I never really had a chance. And I look back at one of our most successful presidents, and I think he's one of our most loved presidents, Abraham Lincoln. And what did they say? When he was young, he was a rail splitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, had tough jobs. And interestingly enough, the way that Abraham Lincoln got the name Honest Abe was not just some political, you know, trickery, give him a cool name. He got the name honestly because he worked at a little general store as a young man, and there was a lady there that came and made a purchase, and she did not get her correct change back. He shorted her 6 cents, and it bothered him so bad that night, in the dark, through the woods, he walked 3 miles to return that 6 cents to that woman. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And so, you know, when you've got that kind of character, and there's so many people. I think about, for example, Thomas Edison. You know, he invented the light bulb, and everybody goes, wow, he must have been a big success. Did you know there was a time when people were making a mockery of him because he had tried more than 1,000 times to invent the light bulb, and he had failed?
Mm-hmm.
And he came back later and said, I wonder how many people were so very close to a great success, but they quit before they got there. And then there's other jobs that seem like they're not terribly important. I don't know if he's still out doing public speaking, but there was a fellow named Charles Plum, and he was in the Vietnam War, and his plane was shot in the war, and he was able to parachute down. Unfortunately, he was captured. He was a POW for a number of years. But then later, when he was on his speaking circuit, there was a fellow that came up to him, and he said, I was in your same division. Wow, really? Were you a pilot? He says, no. He says, well, you know, were you one of the engineers? No. You know, what did you do? He said, I'm the guy that packed your parachute the day your plane crashed. The idea behind my program. I'm going to be talking about a guy named John Chapman, who came to be known as Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, how he came to end up being famous when really all he wanted to do was just travel and plant apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
That was his goal in life. He walked everywhere he went. He mostly never wore shoes, except in the winter he wore a pot on his head and just got along with everybody. He was a great, great guy. Think about the Wright brothers. I mean, a couple of guys that owned a bicycle shop. And they kept saying, we can fly, we can fly. And they said, yeah, you can fly. You know, when donkeys fly, that's when you're going to fly. And they flew. Now, think about this. Everybody thought it was insane. They thought if you tried to take off, you'd crash or you'd die or something. Now, that's amazing. But think about this even more amazing. Think about the distance that they flew. The distance, 120 feet. That's how long they were in the air, okay? Would they have ever imagined that less than 75 years later, men would be going to the moon? And they flew 100. In fact, you know what? You go to the airport now and look at those huge airplanes. The airplanes today are longer than the distance that they flew.
Oh, that's
it's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Wow.
But that's what happens when, you know, how often do you have somebody say, oh, you can't do that? You know, and so I love to encourage people, you know, to say, who says you can't do that? Who says that's not possible? And that's what the purpose of the program is, to remind us how very blessed we are, how what a great country that we have, that we're all in the boat together, and that we'd better all be paddling or the boat's not going to stay afloat, and to be encouraged to be the best that you can be. And to look at stories. I love to read these old stories of people. You know, have you ever heard of the guy that invented the steamboat, Robert Fulton? Remember Robert Fulton? Anyway, invented the steamboat. He goes out that day to do the, you know, to take it, try out his steamboat, and the engine won't start, and the people are like, it'll never go, it'll never go, it'll never, like a whole mob of people, it'll never go. He finally gets it started. He starts going down that river in that steamboat. What did they say then? It'll never stop. It'll never stop. There's some people that no matter what you do, they're going to find a way to try to make you feel like you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the purpose of the program is to encourage us and remind us all. It really is. It's going to be a really good program. And there's some things that I'm going to talk about that most people have never heard of. You know, for example, Alexander Graham Bell, of course, huge success, invented the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know, and there was a time when the president, at the time that he was very, very famous, it was 1881, that President Garfield was shot by an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought for sure he was going to die. But he didn't die. So then they said the only way that we can save the guy is to get that bullet out. And they had no x-rays or anything. So get this. Alexander Graham Bell had just invented the first metal detector. He invented a metal detector. And he was using it to get bullets out of men that had been in the war and that the bullet had never been taken out. So they bring him to the White House. And no matter how hard he tried, he could not find the bullet. There was some sort of interference. Now, if I told you what happened, there would be no story left to tell. All I can tell you is there was another invention that made his invention at that moment not work. And the president passed away.
Oh.
It's kooky. Said that history was boring.
Oh. And well, you also talk about in your Labor Day broadcast how it was thought physically impossible for a human to break the 4-minute mile.
Isn't that something? I remember I wasn't there when he made the run the first time, but they used to really believe that it was absolutely physically impossible for a human being to run 1 mile in less than 4 minutes. And they just couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. Well, they told Roger Bannister he couldn't do it, and I guess he wasn't listening. Because on May the 6th, 1954, Mr. Roger Bannister broke the 1 minute, 4 minute, 1 mile run. He did it. He didn't explode. He didn't die. His legs didn't fall off. Nothing happened to him. Here's the weird thing. Only within the next year, there was 14 other people who ran the mile in less than 4 minutes.
They realized it was possible.
Once you realize that something is possible, you can do it. I mean, think about how crazy it was. You know, to me, the wackiest invention in the history of our nation was when they put these three dudes in this metal can and blew them up, except instead of blowing them up, they shot them into the sky. And they traveled, what, 186,000 miles? Something crazy. And they go to the moon and they disconnect this one metal box from this other metal box, and they land it on the moon, and they get out and play golf on the moon.
Wow.
Get back in the box, go back to the other box, and come back home. You tell me that there's anything that's impossible as long as we believe it. And that's why, you know what I believe? I believe that we need to quit arguing and fighting and carrying on so in our nation and finding every reason to down everybody else and instead to lock our arms and to link together and say, together, what can we accomplish? Don't you think that would be a good idea?
Not only that, Jerry, but as you know, in the last few days, we lost a true American patriot in Arizona, Senator John McCain. And in just a few minutes, we're going to play my interview with him from 2 years ago. And for those who don't know about what happened to Senator McCain, long before he went into politics, he was the son and grandson of a Navy admiral. And he was serving a jet flight over Vietnam when he was shot down and imprisoned for 5.5 years. He was tortured. And when other POWs were up to be released before him, or he was up to be released before them because he had the privilege of having two admirals and he had some rank, he said, no, 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 we're going to go in order here. These men were here longer. They're going to go first. Now, that to me is country before self.
Wow. You know, and that is, you know, what an amazing tribute to, you know, to a human person that they could say, I've been in here for over 5 years. Mm-hmm. I would really like to go home and see my family or whoever's waiting for me. And instead, nope, you know, you're getting me out of order. You're trying to give me special consideration, and I pass on that. And I'm telling you, I think that we should be looking at the way that man walks. And maybe we don't agree with everything he says politically or whatever, but I'm telling you something, there's a man with character.
Indeed. And Jerry will be carrying your special Labor Day broadcast Monday afternoon right here on KQ&A. How can our listeners learn more about the wonderful programs that you offer?
I would love to have them go to my website. It's my name, JerryStewartUSA.com. The first thing that they're going to see is, I think there's over 200 stories, just short little stories like I've been telling today that can be for your children. You can just let them go. It's all G-rated. Everything is fun and free. And you can look at all that, and you can go over to the store, and you can find out that for less than $5, you can download one of my full-length patriotic programs on CD, and I would just love to have them go over and place some orders, maybe send it to one of your favorite veterans around the world, and you could also put it to your kids, your church library, wherever you may want to go, and you can also call our order line, and I'll give you that number now. It's 817-576-2976. And we're just here, you know, we just love the idea of spreading the good word. And I got a letter the other day that couldn't have been nicer from a lady that just went on and on about how much she appreciated my efforts to tell these stories. And believe me, it's my pleasure.
And Jerry Stewart, we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Your next program will be, I believe, Veterans Day?
That is correct, and I've already got it all lined up. I'm so excited. And listen, you have a great, great day. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to listen to your interview, but I bet I can get it online somewhere, right?
I bet you can. KQ&A.com, and about, well, you can listen to it live online.
Right. I can do that pop up over here.
That's right,
and do that.
KQ&A.com.
Well, thanks so much for always letting me come on and talk. And I really appreciate the response I get back from your listeners. God bless you. Have a great day.
Same to you, Jerry. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Jerry Stewart. Stay tuned. I've got a message for you coming up, and then we'll have the John McCain interview on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
It's summer. Get out your travel bucket list, hit the road, and go RVing. No beach is too far, mountain too high, or river too long when you get behind the wheel of an RV. Seize the day. Be a beach bum. Climb a mountain. Hike, kayak, fish today, tomorrow, and the day after. Eat ice cream every day if that's what makes you happy. The possibilities are endless as America's landscapes. And right now, you can save a ton of cash when you shop Affinity RV's Red Tag Row. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. We've moved many select new and pre-owned RVs to Red Tag Row and slash prices below dealer cost on some of the most popular names in the industry. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and enjoy the summer road trips you've been waiting for all year long. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, and proud to be named Arizona's only top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit? Don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypeinc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, if you haven't taken part yet in Vuela Tour 2018, you're missing a lot of fun. Great food, wine, music, and entertainment. Last night, we had a great time with the Vuela Tour at the Barley Hound after Tuesday night's event at the Raven with Alan and Martine Hussey, Gail Buswell, and her great band, the amazing Belen La Parisienne, with her accordionist and keyboard player. Also, Donna Carver, Cheyenne, Francoeur, Cotty Joe, Eve Carolee, Chris and Lowe, plus the many fans they've made around town. It all comes together tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Prescott Elks Theater, featuring the very best of the Vuela Tour French performers, along with local favorites, the Cheek Tones, Sugar and the Mint, and Tom and Krista Agostino. Only a few tickets remain, but you still can get in. Call 777-1370 or go to Prescott Elks Theater .com and VuelaTourAZ.com. That's Vuela, V-O-I-L-A, T-O-U-R-A-Z.com. Stay tuned now for news with Link coming up with the interview with John McCain on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. and you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Whatever you say about the 2018 Finley Toyota Prescott Tacoma, you'll be asking yourself, why haven't I bought one sooner? With a front grille inspired by iconic Toyota trucks of the past, TRD-tuned Fox internal bypass shocks for better performance and control, and a TRD Pro skid plate to protect crucial underside components, the 2018 Tacoma can take you beyond points on the map. Lease an all-new 2018 SR 4x4 double cab for $259 a month or $1,000 cash back. And every new Toyota Tacoma comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, title, license, and $499 dock fees. Lease model $75.94 for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Security deposit waived. Offer expires 9/5/2018.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with the Check of News and Weather Together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A person has been killed in a plane crash near the Prescott Airport. The crash occurred at around 8:30 last night.
First responders from the Prescott Police Department, the Prescott Fire Department, and the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority arrived in the area to find a single-engine aircraft had indeed crashed approximately 1/4 mile to the north of the airport property in an adjacent field.
Prescott Deputy Police Chief Amy Bonney says only the pilot was on board.
One occupant was located inside the aircraft and was confirmed deceased on scene. The identity of the occupant has not yet been determined. The cause of the crash is not known.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. The Chino Valley Police Department needs your help in locating a couple of jewelry thieves.
At around 10:45 Tuesday morning, two men entered a jewelry store on Butterfield Road. Surveillance video shows the men walking around before one of them distracts the jeweler.
And got him to turn his back from his friend. The other friend takes the opportunity when there's no one looking to reach over the counter, taking numerous rings that are valued at $4,000.
Chino Valley Police Lieutenant Vince Sean says this theft happened fairly quickly.
The first suspect, who's a little more slender, kind of reach around the counter and grab the stack of rings and then shove the items down his pants. Kind of seems like they had a plan set up and a system in place to do this.
Anyone who has information on this incident is asked to call Chino Valley Police at 636-4223 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, mostly clear overnight and sunny tomorrow and Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 61 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 84 on Saturday. 67 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 96 and a high on Saturday of 94. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Lawyers Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dome,
Home Furnishings Direct,
AMCO,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Bolt,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs host the Mariners
Sunday at 12:30,
1 a.m. 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782. $782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back with U.S. Senator John McCain, who spoke this afternoon at a public luncheon event at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. On the domestic front, Senator, last week marked the one-year anniversary since President Obama signed the Iran nuclear deal. You are the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. You also very wholeheartedly ripped your Democratic colleagues in the Senate last week for blocking consideration of legislation that would fund our troops before going out for a month and a half recess. You called it disgraceful and inexcusable. What were your feelings about that, and why do you think they voted against it?
I think that, and I, with some reluctance, I say this, but it seems that the leader of the Democrats, Harry Reid, has decided that no matter, even if national security is at stake, that he's going to block anything in the Republicans' agenda in the Senate. And that, to me, is just absolutely disgraceful. For the benefit of our listeners, we have an authorizing committee. That's the Armed Services Committee, where we authorize these policies and programs and pay raises and all of those things. And then there's the appropriations, defense appropriations subcommittee of the Appropriations Committee, and they provide the money for it. Well, we passed the defense authorization bill by a vote of 88-12, something like that, and they had moved the appropriations bill through the Appropriations Committee unanimously. So we wanted to take up the appropriations bill, which pays for all the things that we're doing, moving greater presence in Europe, beefing up our military presence in Asia, doing all the things that we're doing to meet these new challenges. And Harry Reid and all the Democrats voted with him to block us moving forward with that legislation, and it's disgraceful. I really think that perhaps our Republican leader, given light the events just in the last few days, maybe we should be called back in. We're on a 7-week vacation. Does anybody believe that vacation is well earned? We call it a home work period, by the
sure,
way.
Sure, of course, but, officially.
But anyway, so it's just disgraceful. It is absolutely disgraceful that we should be leaving and having the Democrats in the Senate block our ability to fund the men and women who are serving in the military and all the equipment and training they need. It is one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen, DJ.
And during this so-called vacation period, you were campaigning, of course, for your sixth term in the U.S. Senate. I remember you telling Sanford Cohen here a few months ago, there's only two ways to run for office, unopposed or scared. And it seems like each campaign gets tougher. Now, you're going to be 80 years old next month, right?
Yep.
Where do you find the energy and the drive
drive to keep going out there and doing this?
The major factor in me deciding to run for re-election is what the world is in today. The need for the kind of leadership that I believe I have acquired through years of experience. I say with a certain amount of immodesty that I am viewed as the most important person on national security in the United States Senate. And we have a world in turmoil. And it was primarily that. In fact, you know, I have one son in the Navy. I have one son who was a Marine who's in the Guard, who was just in Afghanistan not long ago. I'm proud of my family's heritage, and I'm proud of the men and women who are serving. I just spent 4th of July in Afghanistan with our men and women in the military, including a lot of them from Arizona. It's a great and uplifting experience, but I believe that I have the experience and knowledge and ability to help lead this nation with whoever the next president is. Through times that our national security advisor, the director of national intelligence, has said the most challenging times since the end of World War II.
On the national front, of course, you were sitting out the GOP convention to concentrate on your Senate race. Mm-hmm. If Ryan Priebus or Paul Ryan called you today and said, look, we have a presidential nominee who has never been through this before. You went through this in 2008, plus you have decades mm-hmm. in Washington. What would you sit down and tell Donald Trump and Mike Pence about what to expect between now and Election Day?
Well, first of all, since I lost, I'm not sure how valuable that advice would be. But I think the most important thing is the American people right now are really upset. If you look at, for example, a review of race relations, in 2008, the majority of Americans felt that relations were pretty good. Now only a small percentage do. And it's all this is being exacerbated by these terrible tragedies, these shootings, the latest being in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. So I would say, the first domestically, I would say, look, you've got to do some outreach here. This situation of killing of our police officers and also the killings of African Americans, that we've got to change the environment here. The second thing is, and maybe more importantly in some respects, although a divided nation is probably our worst outcome, but is that we have to defend this nation. We have to have a strategy to defeat ISIS. We have the Chinese challenging us for domination in Asia. We are now seeing Vladimir Putin continue to dismember Ukraine. And we need to have a coherent national security policy to defend this nation, and that's not happening.
You've always been a very strong proponent of the right to own and bear firearms. An editorial in yesterday's Prescott newspaper by the editor, Robin Layton, said, it's not about guns. We had a case in Nice, France, where somebody driving a huge truck wiped out dozens of people. We had a case at the Boston Marathon. Somebody with a pressure cooker bomb arrived there to do incredible damage. She said it's not about guns. It's about people. So,
She's exactly right. And I would point out in France, they have the strictest gun control laws. I mean, they are the absolute strictest where this is taking place. Same thing in Brussels, Belgium. They have the strictest gun laws. And frankly, it's not guns don't shoot themselves. Weapons don't shoot themselves. People shoot weapons. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're for strictest background checks. I supported a proposal that we had in the Senate that anyone on the no-fly list or terrorist list can be held while the Attorney General goes to court and says these people, or this individual or individuals, should not be allowed to purchase a weapon. I think that's perfectly fine. But to just think and suppose that by just having gun laws that prevent people from purchasing a weapon, one, in my view, is unconstitutional, and second, is not workable. One other point is, as we know, most of the killings that take place are done with handguns. Now, that the killings in Chicago are very high.
And very strict gun control rules.
Very strict gun control, but they're done with handguns. So I understand why people are upset. Mark Kelly and Gabby Giffords are two great, wonderful people. She's an American hero, and so is he. But honestly, I don't believe that the answer is to take weapons from the hands of law-abiding citizens. And here in Arizona, I think most people believe in the Second Amendment.
Senator, you've been seen by many in the GOP for the last many years as a maverick who will speak for... Sometimes as a maverick, and there was some criticism that you weren't adhering to the party's line very closely, and some people gave you a hard time about that. How do you maintain the attitude of what's best for Arizonans, for all Arizonans, and still satisfy party people?
Well, I think the important thing is never to forget who sent you. And the Washington establishment didn't send me. The people of Arizona did.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that we have a history in Arizona of independence. It would be Barry Goldwater or Mo Udall or Paul Fannin or Carl Hayden. Or you can go back to John Rhodes or the great John Kyle, and now carried on by Jeff Flake. The people of Arizona expect you to be independent. People of Arizona expect you to do what's first right for Arizona. And I'm proud of my record, and obviously being a maverick in my party was one of the factors, I believe, in me being able to win the nomination of the Republican Party. In 2007, we were losing the war in Iraq. I saw that we needed a surge. I said that our Secretary of Defense, Republican under President Bush, I said he's got to be fired. And then I said I supported the surge. And people said, you support the surge when everybody wants out. I said, I would rather lose a campaign than lose a war. Mm-hmm. The surge won. We had it won. This is what the Washington intelligentsia refuses to acknowledge. And then President Obama pulled everybody out, and Lindsey Graham and I predicted the disaster that would follow. We had it won. Now, guess what? And President Obama, when he pulled everybody out, said, we're leaving behind the freest, democratic, most prosperous Iraq in its history. Really? And now, of course, we have some 5,000 American troops back, with them incrementally increasing them week in and week out and month by month. This has been a disastrous foreign policy. As far as domestic policy, I'm proud of the work I've done for Arizona, whether it be a mine in Superior, or whether it be a runway at Tucson International Airport, whether it be a fish hatchery up in Mojave County, whether it be the crossing our border port of entry in Nogales, and the F-15s and the A-10 at Davis-Monthan. I am proud of my record of working for Arizona.
And that pinpoints one of the ironies in this partisan political season, is that people are saying, oh my gosh, you know, we can't have career politicians. But you can't be a career politician unless your constituents keep sending you back. They must like what you're doing, correct?
And I am very confident about this election. But I also believe that in this turmoil, that anyone who is seeking election or re-election had better take nothing for granted. So, you know, it's quoted as saying, toughest race of my life. I've said that in every campaign that I have been in. And one of the reasons why I think I have won is that I've always outworked my opponents. So, listen, the greatest honor of my life has been to be able to represent the people of Arizona in Washington. And one of the things that I'm doing here in this period is traveling around Arizona, going to the Grand Canyon tomorrow, going up to the Navajo Reservation, going to Lake Havasu, going down to Bisbee. We're going to go to Jerome for this afternoon. And my dear friends, if you haven't been to Jerome lately, go on up there sometime. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. And there's a restaurant. I have no financial interest. There's a restaurant that's the old hospital called the Asylum there. Mm-hmm. A view of the valley that is unbelievable. I'm going to tweet today in the square. I'm going to stand next to the statue with Bucky O'Neill. What a great, I mean, everything. The courthouse where Barry Goldwater first announced he was running for president in 1952. His uncle, I believe, Baron Goldwater, was the mayor of Prescott. There's so much wonderful history associated with our state. It's been such a privilege for me. It really has been.
And one last question for you, Senator. When you first started running for public office, I believe it was 1982.
Right.
And so that's 36 years.
Or some claim it was during the Coolidge administration. That's not true.
Well, you know, it's funny because when Ronald Reagan ran for president, people said, oh, he's too old. He was 69. Now you look at Trump, who's 70. Hillary Clinton will be 69, I believe, in October. Age doesn't seem to matter anymore. But the biggest thing is that nowadays the atmosphere has changed so much with smartphones, cameras in everybody's hands.
Instagram,
social media. When you're on the campaign trail, you have to know that there are some people who are just waiting for that gotcha moment to capture you on video or audio. Look at Mitt Romney in 2012. When someone captured that line about the 47%, that may have sunk his campaign. How do you keep from falling into that trap when you're out in public and you're doing forums and community meetings?
I think, DJ, the important thing is tell people the truth and let the chips fall where they may. If you try to make up stuff, one thing nowadays with all of this social media you're talking about, people can spot a phony. And frankly, some of the tweets I get have some obscene words that I haven't seen in years. But the fact is people feel they can communicate. And I'm really proud that we have 2 million followers on Twitter. I'm proud that we have Facebook as we are. This is a way to communicate with people. So if I make a mistake, then you just make a mistake and you just try to move on. But maybe Mr. Trump has proven that you can say most anything, although I think that's obviously a very different standard. But I enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to campaigning hard the next 7 weeks and hitting every place and recognizing that this may be, in some respects, given the world today and given the economy today, this could be the most important election in recent years.
And in yesterday's edition of the Arizona Republic, your sometimes adversary, E.J. Montini, had a headlined article saying, count on it, McCain will win. He will win the primary. He will win the election. We wish you the very best in your run for your sixth term.
Thank you. I'm always pleased to have a vote of confidence from Mr. Montini.
And we are pleased to have you in Prescott. And thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thanks, DJ.
More coming up on Q&A in just a moment. I'm DJ Phone. This is Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Come visit our service center at Findlay Subaru Prescott for the expert care your Subaru deserves. Our factory-trained teams of advisors and technicians use genuine Subaru parts, specialized tools, and perform a free multi-point inspection with each visit to diagnose and repair problems correctly. Perfect to make sure your family is safe before the big vacation. With our dedication to expertise, we'll help make sure that the love you put into your Subaru is the love you'll get out of it. Do you need an oil change? Tire rotation? Is your check engine light on? From routine to the unanticipated, our team has you covered. Plus, every service comes with a complimentary car wash. See our website for the current reverse early bird special available Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then schedule your appointment today by calling 928-771-6910. Making you happy is only half the job. Keeping you happy is the true spirit of quality service. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to let you know you can be a part of the Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Bites for Our Littles, enjoying a chef's multiple course, locally grown dining experience from Chef Kevin Binkley. That's coming up Tuesday, September 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Talking Rocks Ranch House. There is very limited seating. Tickets are $325 each. Support of the growing outreach in Prescott Valley, where 100 children are waiting for a big brother or big sister. You can call 928-778-5135 for this very special multi-course, locally grown dining experience with Chef Kevin Binkley at Talking Rocks Ranch House on Tuesday, September 11th. Well, that interview, by the way, with John McCain was from July 18th, 2016. So when he was mentioning this president, he was mentioning Barack Obama, not Donald Trump. And that was during the 2016 primary campaign where he was running against Kelly Ward. Now, the irony in that, of course, is he said some pretty strong things about how he felt about Barack Obama, but he kept his personal feelings and political feelings separate, which he proved by asking for Barack Obama to be one of the speakers at his funeral this week. So, pretty touching story from Senator John McCain. Rest in peace. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Have a fun and safe Labor Day weekend. Join me tomorrow night at the Elks Theater for the Big Vuela Tour concert, then back here Tuesday with Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter, local author Carol Rota, and Rabbi Holly Cohn. That is Q&A Tuesday, September 4th at 2 o'clock, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.